guys, welcome to Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals, Minisode Monday, in which we talk about the news when it comes to the world of remakes, reboots, or revivals. Today I'm joined by Nicole and Eddie Z.
Hi. Hey. Well, I mean, you're always joined by me because I'm your
co-host. Not always. There was one episode.
Where you insisted.
There was an episode. Yeah, it was so
We bad. Had to give the people what they want.
I got so many complaints on that.
The sound quality was terrible.
Even I complained.
So, of course, as always, Eddie Z, what do you have to bring to the table when it comes to news?
Okay. Picture it. 1990. Small town in Alaska called Sicily.
Sicily?
Yes. Founded by a lesbian and had become kind of like the backdrop of all these interesting characters. And then enters a young doctor just starting out from New York City who now has to pay off his student loans.
Sorry.
By serving as, the practitioner, medical practitioner of the town.
Is Dr. Quinn medicine woman?
No, this is Northern Exposure.
Oh!
Comedy drama that had 6 seasons and took place from 1990 to 1995.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was CBS. It was done on CBS.
Oh, another CBS show.
Yeah. Oh. And so there are talks of it being a revival for it. So... also CBS, yeah, CBS is talking about reviving it. The main star, who was the main, the time of Northern Exposure in the 90s, what's his name? Rob Morrow. He's planning to come back with the idea of him coming back to the town after so many years later due to a death of one of his friends from the town. Mm-hmm. He's come back to the town for a funeral and basically kind of starts the story up again.
Okay.
So... like Murphy Brown, like these other shows, like Roseanne, like reviving the characters later on in their lives.
Yeah.
Will Grace with, too. And yeah, inserting kind of new characters and new quirkiness.
Hmm. So it's interesting. Yeah, because have you heard of the show?
I've heard of the show Northern Exposure. I've never seen it.
Me neither.
So what is it? So you gave me a synopsis. So he's a doctor?
Yeah, so he's just starting out as a doctor.
In Alaska.
In Alaska. So I guess he had a deal. He had a contract that they would pay for his medical, for his education. But he thought he was going to be in Anchorage, Alaska. Gotcha. So he thought he was going to be in the city. He's from New York City. So he thought, okay, I'll work there. But then he finds out that he got reassigned to Sicily.
Okay.
Which is a small town, with people with their own ideas and their own kind of mythology.
Okay. Was this show a comedy or?
It was kind of both. It was a comedy drama.
What year was this show?
1990 to 1995. Did you listen to his intro at all?
I was thinking, it's just like, what show is he talking? I was like trying to put the clues together. So I really genuinely thought, Dr. Quinn, obviously.
Yeah, Dr. Quinn.
Okay. So I kind of know this show, but like I've never seen it on syndication personally.
Okay.
Obviously didn't watch it when it came out. So I'm just kind of like, do people remember this show other than like our parents? And I know that's kind of terrible to say. And I feel like is now reviving shows just like so popular that any TV show is like, why don't we revive this one and see how it turned out? Like,
probably.
It's just almost like now it's like really Northern Exposure. Like, why do they think that's a good idea? Who the fuck even remembers this show? I'm probably hurting some real Northern Exposure fans. I'm sorry if you're one of them.
People are just churning tables. Ugh, yeah. Nicole always has something
riots
to
are
say.
Happening. I'm sorry, people of Alaska.
So I was actually, I did like the show when it was on, just because of its quirkiness, and it's just kind of like the little gems in living in a small town, and the relationships we have with people there, and learning their story, and this fast paced New Yorker who had like these big dreams and comes into the small town, and it's just like all of a sudden it's like a slowdown for him. And I just found that, just find his story and how he kind of like ended up loving Sicily. Even though he does end up leaving Sicily.
That's the finale? Series finale?
No, actually, no. He leaves before. Another doctor takes over.
Oh.
That's another story for another time.
Yeah.
But, even though he ends up leaving, he does like, he builds his relationships and he does affect their lives and they affect him. And he's different.
So well, it's like Grey's Anatomy in like Alaska.
That sounds no. Yeah. No.
What? So it's not a hospital, right? It's a small practice.
No, no, it's a small practice.
It's, so it's private practice. Yeah. It's private practice in Alaska. God. Private practice is a Grey's Anatomy spinoff.
Yes, yes. Okay. I just hope it doesn't fail like Murphy Brown did, where they thought the idea of it was great, but then the reality of it wasn't, you know? And like Murphy Brown, I feel like had more of an audience than I feel. This could just be my perception of not really knowing anything about Northern Exposure.
Maybe Northern Exposure just has an audience that just doesn't, they're not like big fans, but like it's just like,
but they're there.
Oh,
in the quiet.
Oh, they're going to do it again? I'll watch it. Oh, they're bringing the original cast?
Yeah.
Rob Morrow? I don't know who Rob Morrow is. He's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor.
I've heard of him.
You've seen him.
Yeah,
I'm sure. There's so many people that I'm sure I've seen, and I have no idea who their names are.
Well, I wish them luck.
Yeah, luck. It gives good us luck. Possibly something to talk about.
Possibly, even though we didn't cover Murphy Brown.
Well, that's because it got canceled before. Like we could cover it. That's true. On. That's on CBS, not us.
Yeah. Like, well, we just weren't fast enough. So.
So yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Cool. Right.
Cool. You guys, I have some news.
Oh, great.
So on the week of April 26th, that Friday, that mm-hmm. week,
yeah,
Jimmy Kimmel had made a big announcement that they are going to be doing a live reboot of
The Man Show.
No,
okay,
oh
good.
God, no,
thank God.
Jimmy Kimmel, there's no way his audience is not for The Man Show anymore.
Okay, good.
No. Okay, Norman Lear. You guys remember Norman Lear? We talked about Norman Lear's work.
We know Norman Lear very well.
What do you think that they would revive?
All in the Family?
All in the Family is getting a live, one-time, pilot almost, live adaptation of All in the Family.
Who's going to be in it?
We have confirmed Will Ferrell, Wanda Sykes, and Jamie Foxx. Interesting, right?
Very interesting. This okay.
I wonder if Will Ferrell is going to be Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
It's so funny because when we did our One Day at a Time episode, one of the questions I had asked is, like, do you think they would ever bring back All in the Family? And I think you both were hard no.
Yeah. Well, they're not really bringing it back.
It's a reboot.
It's a one-time revival.
I think it works as a pilot. Potentially, I think if this show succeeds, this one-time live event, if it succeeds, I guarantee you there'll probably be an actual spin-off, like an actual show.
Yeah, I'd cover it if you want to.
Oh, well, I'd cover it. We're going to cover it. This is going to be either a train wreck or something that we just weren't expecting. Like a Roseanne success.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Why would they bring this back now? And keep in mind, who's the one who's producing?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Who is a very, very known liberal.
Yeah, there's going to be a twist on it. There's going to be taking what, you know, we are familiar with like this really racist, misogynistic pig, Archie Bunker, but like turning it on its heels and to work for 2019. And I'm interested in how, because if the two other characters are black, then there's got to be
the
an element that. Yeah, no. I'm talking about Wanda Sykes and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, they're going to play the Jeffersons.
So then who's going to play his wife?
Well, I don't know. They haven't casted that, maybe.
I see. Okay.
And it's interesting, too, for a good chunk of the history of Archie Bunker, All in the Family, and then became Archie Bunker's place.
Yeah.
Edith had passed, the character Edith, his wife had passed away. So he was a widower. So a single guy, and then he ends up raising two kids.
Yeah.
Were they black?
No, but they, one was a Jewish girl, so they.
Oh, okay. So they were able to explore some of his.
Yeah.
His, and also keep in mind, yeah, he was misogynistic and he was chauvinistic and he was a pig, but he wasn't a bad guy. He was never a bad guy. He was the protagonist.
Sure.
He was.
None of those things are bad.
Keep in mind, Norman Lear himself. No, no, no.
What does it mean to
time
be
out.
A bad person?
Time out. I don't think it's always. The shows were usually about him learning the errors of his ways.
Oh, snore. Mm.
This is 2019 right now, and you have to look at the political climate that we're in right now.
So we're trying to embrace the problems that have been kind of running rampant now with this Trump era and white man identity.
So I don't think it's about embracing
by it. By criticizing it? Or criticizing it by embracing it, maybe.
I don't think it's embraced. I think Roseanne, the show, was more embracing.
Okay, but let me confirm what I'm saying is that in order to criticize something, you have to kind of embrace it and embody it in order to depict it, just kind of like how South Park does it, just kind of like how any
I don't
satire
like South
does
Park.
It
so I think
it doesn't South matter your no, no, opinion no, no, of
I
South Park.
But South Park I think is part of the reason that right now culture is so toxic. It's the way that they embrace things. They so part of the there's this thing called South Park Republican,
mm-hmm.
in which it is like, you know how South Park does it, all things are equal and stuff. Like, we can say whatever we want as long as we say about everything. That mentality seeped into kind of like conservatism, right? But it also helped create kind of the toxic culture that we're in now.
I don't
not solely. There were a lot of other factors. However, it is kind of that mentality of just like, we can do whatever we want as long as we're equal to everyone, right? Because that's what we're about, equality. You know, we're making fun of everyone.
So I don't think we should blame works of art for the way that people respond to it. Are we going to censor things or blame it and say it's your fault? Because people will approach, just because something's trying to give a message and put it out there doesn't mean that, like, they have to be responsible for how people absorb it and then how they turn it into. I'm sure it's not their idea to have this whole Republican group and to do this. Like, they want to provide commentary and humor. So, like, I don't know if it's... But, like, still, at the end of the day, like, I don't know if it's South Park's fault. It's just, like, people who watch Fight Club and start Fight Clubs and then people end up dying. Like, that's not Fight Club's fucking fault.
I agree with you. It's not necessarily their fault. However, do they bear some responsibility? Not full, but some. And we're kind of getting away from my topic.
That's also a cool conversation about art then. But, like, and what is art's attention and, like, how much does it have to take responsibility for how people absorb it and then, like, react to it?
Yeah, look, lawmakers have been struggling with that question for decades now at this point, right?
So that's a whole other thing. But like, I guess
back to All in the Family, though, I don't think that it's about embracing it. Right, I don't think it's about necessarily embracing that white man who feels like they've lost their voice as much as it's just about, like, kind of exploring it and kind of hoping that, like, if maybe trying to get through to some of these people, that some of these liberal, because keep in mind, I think Jimmy Fallon himself is so political without realizing it. Like, he has kind of become like a scourge to, like, the conservative cause. He himself has become a target to, like, some of their criticisms, right? So him kind of being the one to tell this story is going to be interesting. Like, if he's producing this, and I don't know how it's going to turn out.
Yeah, I have no idea either. So, like I said, I'm interested, and I'll definitely cover it. But other than that, I can't make any predictions as to why they're doing it. But I'm interested in how they're doing it, and I still think that Archie Bunker is a bad man.
But he was a redeemable Batman, a bad man.
Oh, snore.
But that's the thing. I don't think it's. I think you should try to have some of these characters who are inherently bad characters who are trying to be redeemed.
Yeah, now, the only ones who are that way are
it's about
bad men. They were trying to do bad things.
But he wasn't. It's not like Walter White in Breaking Bad. This was not like that. That's not what this was like. You know what I mean? Like,
true, but like, okay, yeah. One is like opposite side of the spectrum, but still, like, we can't take away like how toxic sexism is and racism is and like abuse can be. Like verbal abuse, mental abuse.
But if you're showing it, right? That's the thing. Like, he was a tool on which to show how toxic it is.
Which is what I was saying, embracing something bad.
I don't think it's
criticizing
embracing.
It by embracing it. That's what Archie Bunker is. About, that's exactly
think,
what it is.
I don't
what
think they're embracing it, though.
But, like, that's why Archie Bunker was so successful, quote-unquote, as a comedy, and All in the Family was because in order to criticize a man like him, they had to embrace him 100% and embody him. So that's exactly what it is.
Okay. So tell us what you think. Do you guys think that he was embraced? What do you...
I think you're not understanding how I'm using the term embrace.
Maybe. I think we were having maybe that's where the disagreement is coming
from.
Yeah,
don't take it on such a literal, nobody's hugging him.
It's going to be a great podcast. We finally talk about this. Can't <Don't>, wait.
Yeah, he's not literally getting hugged here. Do you think that, first of all, do you also think, audience, you should tell us that something should embrace something in order to criticize it? Because people will then take its criticism with more open-mindedness instead of being preached at. And do you also think that works of art or works of entertainment, because there are also difference there, should be held responsible for the reaction that they get from the public? What do you guys think?
Yeah, let us know. Email us, remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com.
Or on our Facebook at Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals.
And you can also find us on Instagram, Remakes, Reboots, Revivals.
And on that note, we will catch you guys next Monday. Yeah, hope you enjoyed your Cinco de Mayo.
Have a good one.